Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to practice positive thinking and action. Our guest today is Mary Lee Estey. She's co-author of Conquering Concussion with C.M. Shiflett, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as doing some God-based psychic readings later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Mary Lee Estey, author of Conquering Concussion, and Mary Lee is the founder of the Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center. We love biofeedback. So welcome, Mary Lee.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Great. Mary Lee, let's start out with talking about what is a concussion, and explain to us if there are different kinds of concussion.
Well, there are different kinds of concussion, and it's difficult. Very often, especially with children, to recognize that something has happened that has actually changed the way the brain works. The most common, of course, is to strike something or gets hit by something, you know, falling down or certainly in sports. But what happens, the essence of that kind of experience is acceleration through space and then deceleration at a sudden stop. You hit the ground, you hit another player, fall downstairs. But the brain is not a bowling ball. It's made up of a lot of bones that actually can move. And the inside of the skull is very, very rough. It's not smooth. So as the brain bounces and twists, it's floating in some fluid, cerebral spinal fluid, it can hit any of these sharp places inside the skull. So there's bruising and bleeding that can take place, but we don't necessarily feel different. And especially for children, it's hard for them to know that, you know, maybe they're not seeing quite right, they don't feel quite right, because they don't have a baseline that adults can have. So acceleration, deceleration. And then you don't actually have, the head does not actually have to be hit or hit something to have a concussion, because whiplash can involve the brain, the head just bouncing back and forth and not hitting anything. Hmm. Now, in a car, the headrest is, Carol and I don't think of it as a headrest, it's a hammer. The head hits the hammer and back, and that can cause a lot of damage. So it's a shaking kind of thing that can cause the brain to twist and bounce. And then, all too common now for our military service members, are the blast injuries. A lot has been learned about them recently, just because there have been so many and the medical docs are seeing the results. A blast is not just a getting hit by a pressure wave moving through space. But as the wave goes through the body, there's a high pressure wave and it's followed in milliseconds by a vacuum. So every organ in the body is hit, contracted, expanded. And so it's now thought of and recognized as a hydraulic kind of action, not only on the organs, but on the whole vascular system. Hmm. So blood is being pressed, squeezed, and then the vessels open and they expand. And this is especially hard on the brain.
I see. I would imagine so. Yeah.
Yeah, the vessels there, yeah, they're very, very tiny. And we need them. We need all of them. Unfortunately, they, you know, we really shouldn't try to mess around with them. So the proximity to a blast is a major contributor. Of course, the closer, the more the exposure. But also there are other elements that go on in a blast wave. Objects, rocks, anything in the area may be picked up and thrown and hit a person. And certainly veterans I'm treating have been picked up and thrown against a wall or a vehicle or even the inside of a vehicle if they're unfortunate enough to have an IED underneath.
Right. You know what?
So it's complicated.
Right. You know, one of the things that really annoys me a lot about the movies that they have out is that they have these exaggerated things people getting blown up and walking away and like nothing was wrong, or gunshot wounds. You know, well, guess what? It really doesn't act that way in real life, and people don't understand. You know, there's a lot of gang members sometimes that, you know, when they get hit with their first bullet, they go, wow. You know, well, you know, that's why we have to really protect our brains and our heads, and because, you know, there's a lot more little things here than just being blown up. You know, it hurts. So, you know, if you're thinking that it's just, you know, that you're just going to, you know, get up and do something, you know, you'd be pretty lucky if you were to do that. So I just wanted to put that in because it just annoys me that, you know, nice to watch Stallone. Okay, he blows up everybody, you know. I mean, you know, and they think it's okay, and it's not.
Carol did a wonderful thing in the book. There's a section called Hollywood Head Injuries. And stuntmen really suffer. Oh, my goodness. The injuries and the head injuries are enormous. But it's right. You know, every one of these action movies, you know, they take terrible falls, hits, whatever, and then jump up and they're off and running again. Which actually may contribute a lot to head injuries because it looks okay on the screen. So, you know, why not try to fly out of the second floor window with a cape?
Right, exactly.
And a bathroom towel.
Yeah. You know, I love your book because what happens is this Conquering Concussion book is so very easy to read and filled with unbelievable factual information, but surprising information, which is, it's really interesting just to read, even if you don't have concussions. And so one of the things I liked in the book that was very interesting was talking about some head injuries that happened in history. And it explains a lot of stuff that I didn't even realize. And it made so much sense after I read your book. Could you give us an example or two of that?
Sure, it's hard to choose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Most people are very surprised. Elvis had head injuries. You know? He had a lot. You know, no one goes looking for them, right? You know, chance is paramount here. But the one that is especially notable is, I think, it was during his filming of Clambake. He had this request, no matter where he went, he had to have a TV in every room, and he was in a motel, and they had put one, had to use extension cords, of course, in a bathroom. So he could watch something with, you know, no matter where he was. But he was found one morning unconscious on the bathroom floor, and I evidently had tripped on the cord. So there was no way of knowing how long he'd been unconscious. The physician with the crew got a mobile x-ray machine in because they were scared to move him.
Right.
So he'd been unconscious a long time. They couldn't go. It was decided they could move him. They halted the filming. He was in a limo being driven back home, and he would get the local radio stations on and then would stop and call the next town, get the radio station, and ask them to play. It was the same song, I think, the whole trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's not even normal for Elvis at his known worst. I mean, the poor guy, really, that was terrible. And one of the things that happened, remember how much weight he gained?
Yeah.
A lot of people, there, and we've listed in the book the short-term symptoms, but there are a lot of long-term symptoms that aren't even known by most physicians because nothing is taught in medical school about concussion.
Well, about anything, if you ask me.
Well,
except drugs. Drugs,
anyway,
that's it.
He gained an enormous amount of weight. I'm not sure of the timeline.
Right.
But what happens, if you look at a cross-section of the skull, at the base of the skull, at the bottom, there's some fairly thick bone. And there's a little tiny hole in there, and that's where the pituitary gland resides. And then it's got fibers that come out into the hypothalamus, which has several nuclei in it, one for appetite, thirst, and whether you're controlling body temperature, I forget the other one. But many of our troops are coming back from the combat zones feeling cold because that's the indication of thyroid pituitary damage. But also they gain weight. And they all tell me, well, it's so hot over there, of course I feel cold here. And, well, I'm not carrying a 100-pound pack every day. I'm not working out the way I used to, but that's not it. And there's a whole, there's a center down in Gulf Breeze, Florida, with a physician who's trying to deal with this. And the military docs are going to be on the forefront of this. But it also happens to civilians.
Right, right. So, in other words, if you get a head, so what you're saying is if you get a head injury and it somehow activates that the pituitary gland, it can cause you to gain weight.
Or it deactivates it. I mean,
I'm
not an endocrinologist, but this is a big issue in head injury. And there was an international meeting a few years ago trying to set standards of practice. And it's difficult to find an endocrinologist who will take this seriously and really, really look into it.
Well, it's hard to find an endocrinologist to really even figure it out because they don't do the right tests. And there's a lot of people with thyroid imbalances and things like that that they just they don't even pick up. I mean, you have to really get a good one to even figure that one out. Now, let's talk a little bit about how concussions are different in children and adults, because I don't think people even realize that, you know.
You're hitting on one of my favorite topics. I'm treating retired NFL players who are concerned. I'm a part of a nationwide study on that. I think there are 10 or 12 centers for this study. And many of these fellows started playing football when they were 4 or 5. Pop Warner contact football really has long-term health implications, and I find it I cringe when I see this. What happens is we have billions of these tiny, tiny wires in the brain, our neurons. And they are what make us tick. They carry the messages so that when we want to scratch our back, we feel the itch and we do something. We move. We pick up a glass of water. It controls everything. But in very, very young children, they are not strong. There's a growth process of something called myelin that coats each one of these. The myelin not only speeds up signal processing, so we react to things faster, makes it possible to respond, but it also makes them stronger. It makes them much stronger. So it's important for little kids to not, you know, we need to protect their brains. Now, they're going to fall anyway. It's really, really hard to watch and catch every single thing. I've had my grandkids fall right beside me. There's just, you know, and my own children. It's just the best parenting possible cannot stop everything. But when we have the possibility of making an educated choice, that's really important. So know your... Well, first of all, the CDC has an interesting list of the common sports for adults and children, and how much risk there is of concussion.
Oh, that's good to know.
So know your sport, and I think know the coach is important too. What does the coach believe about concussion?
And then, of course, the right equipment is also necessary. I know that we have the sports doctor on, and it's amazing some of the things they're coming out with now to figure out about head injury. They have actually a mouth guard now that have sensors in it that the coach himself can monitor that through his phone, his smartphone, to see if the kids have injuries. So it's really kind of interesting with that on the new developments that are coming out. But the best of all is prevention, and that's what you're talking about.
Prevention, and so because some coaches, they just send kids right back in. And, in fact, a whole new study came out about that, especially the younger they are, the more likely they are to be sent right back into the game, if not the same day, the next day. So, and helmets do not prevent concussion. If anything, they may make it worse because you think you're protected, so you take more risks. Women's lacrosse, the women do not wear helmets except for the goalie. They really should. I don't know whether the thinking is they're so gentle and timid that they won't hurt each other, but they know
they're not.
They're not. They're hard.
So, and they don't know women very well, do they?
The other thing I think the parents can do, one, they need to know about concussion, and that was the point of our book, because there's really nothing out there that tells all the symptoms, what happens to the bones in the body, what you can do. Nutrition is enormously important and I think is preventive. After a concussion, it's very important to eat a lot of high-quality protein, which is a building block to help the brain rebuild. It will constantly try to repair. But there's, rest and time alone do not fix anything. And there are long-term studies now with high school football teams using impact sensors, pre-post testing, fMRIs, all kinds of testing that shows that over time, the more small hits, the degradation in academic ability.
Wow. So now, which is one of my things, I've been into biofeedback for, I don't know, about 20 or 30 years when it first started coming out. So, and I've interviewed people way, way back in the early 80s all about biofeedback. So tell us a little bit about how does biofeedback work on concussions? And what is biofeedback? Maybe some people don't know what that is.
Well, a simple overall view of biofeedback would be that it's using technology, whatever, of course now we have very sophisticated technology. Even MRIs are now being used as a form of biofeedback to help people reduce their chronic pain. Now that's pretty sophisticated.
Well, yeah, especially, isn't MRI electromagnetic? Magnetic resonance? Whatever it is?
No, what's happening is they are imaging the pain, where the pain is in the brain. The person sees that and is guided in some imagery or suggestions about how to reduce the pain. So they can see that the let's just call it redness, if that's the image, area of the brain reducing, and their pain goes down.
Well, I have to tell you a story on this one, though. Back in the day when they decided that I had chronic fatigue syndrome and didn't know what it was, they put me in the MRI machine because they thought that I might have a brain tumor. And I was able to tell them exactly where they were scanning in the brain and what patterns they were doing it. So, and that was because of a magnetic resonance. I'm very hypersensitive. So what I'm saying is that you may not know this, but I believe that when they're doing the MRI and they're putting it at certain points of the brain, that it's actually having an effect on the brain, not just on the imaging, but on the actual physical structure of the brain from the waves that are going down in that particular area. So I'm just giving you a little hint there that maybe nobody knows.
No, you're absolutely Right, because more and more awareness about the use of MRI with people who are depressed, they come out feeling less depressed.
If they can conquer, you know, being in that tube like your death. You know,
I mean, deal with anxiety.
That's a little anxiety there, you know. All right, we're going to have to take a break. Yes, we're going to have to take a break. Can you stay with us for another 8 minutes, Mary?
Of course, I'd love to.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right now on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Go and get Conquering Concussion by Mary Lee Esty and C.M. Shiflett. And if you don't use it, there would be somebody else that you know that can use it, and it's just a great gift. So do it now. We'll be right back.
She's been featured in more than one award-winning documentary. She's been published internationally several times over and has a radio following of millions around the world. She's Linda McKenzie, a respected professional God-based psychic whose in-tune psychic abilities have been sought out by paranormal experts, Hollywood celebrities, heads of businesses, governments, and the general public for nearly three decades. And now it's your turn to take advantage of Linda's insight. Call 800-555-5453 to schedule your own psychic reading with Linda. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information, then call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net. Where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm with Mary Lee Esty, and we're talking about conquering concussion. Right before the break, we were talking a little bit about MRI, but we want to really focus in on this biofeedback and how that works on concussions. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Mary Lee?
Sure. neurofeedback is just one form of biofeedback. It's a brainwave biofeedback. It's spreading rapidly. Its use is being documented in many ways, universities and research centers getting involved too. And one of its first uses and showing very positive results was for head injury. And a concussion is a head injury. There's no clear definition that defines which is which. Head injury certainly sounds more negative than concussion, but concussion is a big deal. We need to do everything we can to prevent, and I think neurofeedback, the way I see it, and I've been doing it since 1994 with head injuries, is a way of tickling the brain, helping it to heal itself.
Wow.
Our bodies, including the brain, are always trying to heal. But concussion, the long-term effects of concussion largely, I think, result from a protective mechanism of the brain. After we get hit, there's a neurochemical cascade that comes in and kind of coats off, seals off, you know, blanket over a fire type thing, an area of the brain that may be bruised, bleeding, who knows. But there's no reset button that says, okay, the danger's over, go home. Everything the brain does, with one exception, every function except for smell, requires communication among different parts of the brain. So every time we get hit and the brain protects itself, we're losing some of our resources. What seems to happen, and a world-famous neurosurgeon years ago said the only way he could explain the quick symptom changes in his surgery, head surgery, brain surgery patients, when I treated them, was that it had to be doing something to make communication possible among the various parts of the brain. Just last week, I was treating a 7-year-old boy who was very bright, but he just never could read by himself. His mother came in and told me in one session he went home and sat and read for 30 minutes, and he could actually repeat what was going on in that story.
Wow.
The brain can be very, very fast, and neurofeedback of all kinds is non-invasive. It's not painful. It can actually be fun because you can watch a video, you know, which is telling you something about how your brain's functioning. And I'm treating veterans now. I've got quite a bit of research with Iraq-Afghanistan veterans with TBI and PTSD published, and the reduction in medications is amazing. We have one here right now from the Midwest who, when she came in, this is after 4 IED explosions in Iraq, was on 7, if she took all of the prescribed medications in one day, 74 pills. She's now, she's been here a few weeks, and is taking very, very few.
That's great. That's really great.
And today, on MedPage Today, there's a physician, a Mayo Clinic, from Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, saying that, and I quote, "I have cured more disease by stopping medications than by starting them."
Exactly.
But he also says underprescribing can be as much of a problem. You know, I know that docs are, they really want to help, but they've been taught to prescribe. But biofeedback and neurofeedback are making inroads because so many parents now don't want their kids on stimulants for ADD. And ADD is a common outcome of early childhood injury.
Wow. You know, I had years ago in 83, there was some Marine, I can't even remember her name, but she was dealing with ADD, ADHD back in the day, and she was doing tremendous things, and she was explaining the same thing, that ADHD was, a lot of it was a trauma, a lot of it was not bone development growth correct, and things like that. Now,
if you look at the diagnostic statistical manual, the items for choosing the diagnosis of ADD and post-concussion syndrome are virtually identical.
Wow. Wow. So, now, we're almost out of time, so I wanted to get to the last question. Are there things that people can do to prevent injury?
strangely enough, I think being engaged in sports is very important to keep the body strong, agile, and nutrition. In fact, I've got a client right now who's had many head injuries in sports. He's very active. And he finally decided, well, you know, maybe if I took better care of myself. So he started with fish oils. His diet is great. He's had some things happen to him recently that might have usually set him back. But to be active and be alert. Like today, getting to work, I couldn't believe. You got to watch your surroundings. There was a car in the left of 3 lanes, had a lot of dents in it, and that driver made a right turn across 3 lanes of traffic.
I wonder why he got the dents, huh?
You have to watch the other drivers. They're crazy.
Right.
You know, it's one of the biggest causes of concussion.
Right. So it's really awareness about everything and just, you know, using common sense. And, of course, reading your book, Conquering Concussion. There's lots of good stuff in there.
That's the most important thing.
That's the most important thing. And they can get that book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any bookstore, and if they don't have it, they can actually order it. And what is your website, Mary Lee?
The website for the office is Brain Wellness and Biofeedback Center.com.
Okay.
And there are videos there, lots of stories.
Okay, and could you repeat that website one more time so that everybody gets it?
Brain Wellness and, spelled out, biofeedback.com.
Great. I want to thank you so much. I absolutely love your book, and I do suggest it for anyone that has children that are entering into sports. You know, understanding, what is it, forewarned is forearmed or something, or understanding, understanding something can protect your child. And this is one of those books that's very easy to read and is filled with information on every page that almost you can use or find out new things that you didn't know. So really, try and get the book, Conquering Concussion, Mary Lee Esty and C.M. Shiflett. Mary Lee, thanks so much for sharing all this information.
Thank you so much, Linda.
All right, then. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. So, you want to be psychic. Get Linda McKenzie's documentary short DVD, The Many Faces of Psychic Ability. Available at lindamckenzie.net, this definitive work brings to light the understanding of psychic ability, general and little-known facts, and personal stories from one of the world's most respected psychics. Get the DVD today at lindamckenzie.net. We all have psychic ability. It's time to understand. That's lindamckenzie.net.
No tarot cards, no tea leaves, and no Chinese pickup sticks. You want tried and true God-based psychic abilities to give you the edge in life you need? And that's why you want to schedule a God-based psychic reading with internationally renowned and absolutely professional Linda McKenzie. For spot-on, in-depth, insight reading your personal and professional concerns, Linda McKenzie is here to shine a bright light on your life path. Learn more about Linda's amazing life and accomplishments at lindamckenzie.net and call 800-555-5453 to schedule your psychic reading now. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, exclusively on HealthyLife.net.
A total natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off with the power of visualization. Let Linda McKenzie's soothing voice help you whittle off those pounds. For over 10 years, it's been used by weight loss centers and acupuncture clinics around the world. So whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program today at lindamckenzie.net.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
You're listening to Creative Health and Spirit, and I'm Linda McKenzie. We're ready to do our psychic readings, and I need to tell you that I am a clairsentient. I feel what you're feeling and what's around you. I am God-based. There are a couple of things you need to know if you're dealing with a psychic, especially with me. I get many messages, but only you know what is right for you. Take only those messages that feel right in your heart or gut feel. The other thing is that when you listen to a psychic and you don't like something they say, you can change it. God gives us the power to make our own decisions. So remember, you control your own life. Please limit your question to one and call me at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Well, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. You know, I believe everything and everyone has value, and nothing gives me greater joy than helping people. Now, everyone has value. Some may have a little bit less than others. No. Everybody has value for something. But my primary goal, you know, is that I really want you to feel good no matter who you are in body, mind, and spirit. And I want you to know that I'm here to help you do that. All right. So right now we have Patrick from Cincinnati, Ohio on the line. So we want to talk to him. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
That's the same. You know what I'm calling for? I've kind of went through a lot of stuff this past month. My mother died. And one of the last things she said was, I hope I get to dance with my husband in heaven. I hope she is.
Well, I can tell you that she is. Number one, she's not in pain anymore. Number two, she is happy, and she is with your dad and or her husband. And, you know, Patrick, I got to tell you, this is a time where so many people are losing loved ones that it's there's a lot of people leaving the planet, as you know, and it doesn't. Even though that's a fact, it doesn't help with the loss and the grief that you have. But you can understand that she definitely is in a better place, and she is very, very happy. And, you know, on the other side, I need to tell you this, and then I have some other information for you that I'm picking up. But yes.
You're cutting out. I can't hear you.
All right.
Okay. I also was wondering about my job prospects.
I know. Let me finish with your mom first, okay? I do want to say that your mom, you know, when you are in heaven, there is no time frame. You know, there's no time. It's forever. So when you pass over, okay, and she sees you, it's going to be like there was no time away. So understanding that can give you some kind of solace, knowing that when you do meet again, it's like time doesn't even exist. And so if you can understand that and feel that now, and let her come in because she's constantly around you, you'll feel a lot better. Now, as far as your job prospects, there is a lot of delay, and it has nothing to do with you. It is just delay in the energy. Everything has been delayed. However, this is what I've got. That for you, you know, you have to keep pushing, and eventually, little by little, you'll chip away at everything, and you will probably get a job far faster than most people. It's destined to happen. I do have to let you know that you will be provided for, that you do not have to worry about money. You may have to cut down on some things, but you will always get enough, okay? And it will come. Starting a second business of your own, a part-time business, is probably a good idea. If you haven't done it, you should probably take a look at doing that, because there's a lot of people that you can help, and you can make some extra money with that as well. So as far as getting the job, it's been delayed. I don't know for how long, maybe 2-3 weeks. So, but there are things working for you. I think that if no matter what comes up, you should continue to look at when you do get the job. There'll be two that you have to choose from. Two of them that will want you. Don't pick the one just because of money. Look at the working climate and where you think you can stay the longest, okay? And take a look at the people around and that make you feel more welcome, and that will be the job. Don't let the money be the deciding factor, okay? Because this one you're going to stay with for a very long time, and you will not have to move, that I see, okay? All right. Well, thank you, Patrick. All right. And we're going to go for, if you would like a reading, feel free to give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Yeah, it's really an interesting time. I do have my predictions up for May, June. And let me talk about that for a little bit, because I think that it's very advantageous to understand a little bit about energy and what's going on the planet. We are going through an energy craziness that hasn't happened before in a long time. And we're being assaulted on all areas, on all areas. And a lot of it is because, of the geoengineering and the weather, trying to seed the weather and transform weather. A lot of it is the soil and the foods that we're eating. Everything is energetically connected, and that has been going on for a long time. I mean, we've been reporting on GMOs and all those chemtrails, I don't know, for about 10 years, I guess. And now it's popular, but we're always 5 years ahead of everybody, but it's okay. That's why you listen, right? Well, if not, you should, okay, to all of us, because we are all visionaries on this network. Anyway, and nice ones. We don't, we're very positive ones. We want to help. We don't want to destroy, or not in it just for the money or the profit. We're here to help people. And we walk our talk. You take a look at a lot of these other people, and they don't walk their talk. Use your heart. You'll know where the places you should be. And you should support them, by the way. All this thing about, oh, they're positive or they're charity or they're helping, they have enough money, is not true. Help the people and the causes that you like. Support them, because they probably don't have enough. If they're big companies, they probably do. If they're big charities, look at how much the CEO is making, okay? That'll tell you something. How much is the operating cost? How much of that dollar that you spend is going to that charity or helping that actual cause? That's how you pick charities, And so many of the ones that are big are just major money makers. Back in the day, Jerry Lewis's thing, he got a percentage of everything he brought in. No wonder he worked hard all night long, sweating. Okay? My children. Well, yeah, your children in your pocketbook. Sorry, Jerry. But it's true. He made a percentage of what he brought in. So he worked very hard on that. And not that he didn't help. He did. But, where is the meter? Where is the meter? Okay. Anyway, so let's get back. Now, all that stuff that's been happening has been happening for the last 10 years. I know that most people haven't had enough money to actually relax. Most people are working 2-3 jobs just to make it. Everybody's got to worry about food and electricity and these days rents. I don't know about those landlords, but, God's got a special place for them. I got to tell you, when you get over to the other side, there's a little work that you're going to have to do what you're doing. But when we get back from break, I want to tell you a little bit about the energy and how it's happening in a big way, more than it's ever happened before. And I'll explain why from my perspective, which may be absolutely nothing. So stay with us.
The Healing Light Meditation Room is the place to hear, learn, and experience the magic of Linda McKenzie's Health and Spirit Workshops. Every third Saturday of the month, Linda will be helping you transform with an animated, informative, and entertaining workshop. Information you can trust and use to transform your life. Subjects from helping yourself to heal to expanding your psychic ability and even some spiritual arts and crafts. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. Click on Appearances, then call 310-371-5459 to book your spot. Space is limited, so call now, 310-371-5459. She's been featured in more than one award-winning documentary. She's been published internationally several times over and has a radio following of millions around the world. She's Linda McKenzie, a respected professional God-based psychic whose in-tune psychic abilities have been sought out by paranormal experts, Hollywood celebrities, heads of businesses, governments, and the general public for nearly 3 decades. And now it's your turn to take advantage of Linda's insight. Call 800-555-5453 to schedule your own psychic reading with Linda. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Change a life? Make it easier. Linda McKenzie's Help Yourself Heal Menopause is a complete, all-natural approach to menopause. Get all the information you need to make your menopause manageable without drugs. All-inclusive natural treatments, including powerful visualizations, are available on one audio CD. So make your menopause easier. Get Help Yourself Heal Menopause at the store on my site, LindaMcKenzie.net. I did it, and now so can you.
Attention, Kmart shoppers.
Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and I was giving you some insights. And if you really would like to get a little bit more insight on what's going on, visit my webpage, lindamckenzie.net. There's a whole prediction for May, June in there, and it tells you exactly what's going on. So we only have a short time here, so I'm not going to be able to get into a little bit more detail. But I can tell you this. If you are angry, and so many of us are now, and we don't know why, right? Well, actually, it's because we're all made of energy, right? And the energy is like three kinds. We have electromagnetic, like I was talking about with the MRI. We have electrical energy, and we have electrochemical energy. And all of these, electrical energy and electromagnetic energy, depending on stimulus that we get, releases electrochemical energy that does our emotions and all this stuff. So just understand that there's three kinds of energy. Well, you know, all this, and we're all comprised of energy. Even a stupid old dead table has energy, okay? So understand and respect everything. It's probably a good thing to do anyway, no matter what. Okay, so basically what's happening is Mother Earth is a little not happy with us, okay? And we don't have to worry about Mother Earth. She'll survive. We won't, okay? And so what's happening is she's getting a little annoyed, okay? And what's happening is that's why we're getting the earthquakes, and we're getting, aside from fracking, which we shouldn't be doing, the earthquakes and the volcanoes that are erupting all over the place, right? And the Earth is shifting. The plates are shifting. She's getting a little annoyed because we're not treating her with respect. And basically, it's not really us on the planet that is doing it. It's the 1% for more money or these scientists that think they can control everything. Get out of town. You can't. Okay? You can't control it. Forget it. It doesn't exist. And in the meantime, so Mother Earth is rumbling from the center going, uh-huh. What are you guys doing? I'm getting a little annoyed here. And she's spouting off. And she's showing you that she doesn't like this stuff. Well, in the meantime, the universe itself is going, what in the world are these earthlings doing? What are these people doing? And so they're sending planets and asteroids and all things are kind of getting into our magnetic pull. And guess what? They have magnetic stuff. Okay, these little planets and asteroids and stuff, they're all got these little electromagnetic energies. And just like our magnetic field around the Earth protects us from meteors and things coming in, well, when these things come in, guess what? Their electromagnetic energy combines with and interacts with the electromagnetic energy of that shield that we have around the Earth. So now we've got the energy coming from the middle of the Earth going, uh-huh. And then we got the energy coming from the universe going, uh-huh. And here we are, and everybody's sitting there looking at this election in the United States going, what? I mean, people from other countries going, what? And we're not all by ourselves anymore. As you know, we've been spouting here on the network for 14 years. We are all part of each other. We're all part of this energetic thing. So now everybody's getting really annoyed and angry, and you'll find people that aren't ever angry getting angry. Okay? So what we need to do is to understand that all this anger is coming up so that we can transform the anger and so that we can become peaceful. Does that mean we stop thinking that the negative things in the earth are okay? No, but we understand that we transform our own individual emotions. And if you look back and see why you're angry, I know I was asking someone, what are you angry about? And she said, oh, I'm angry about these polluters. You know, they're polluting the planet, and I don't like them, and I want to really get them. And I said, okay, so how does that affect you? Well, they're destroying everything. I said, no, on a personal level. What makes you angry? Well, I can't control them. Right? Okay, so you can't control them. And I said, let's go back a little further. What makes you feel that you're out of control? And she said, well, I had a pedophile abuse me. I said, okay. So you haven't transformed that emotion. Release it. Doesn't mean that you don't like the polluters, but you take your own individual emotional strata out of it. Okay? Because an activist, we need to be aware of the things that are going on. But if you're going to say revolution, that is a negative, right? We don't want any more negatives. There's enough negatives on this earth that, you know, you're kind of wondering, what the F? I mean, really? So we want to remove as much as we can from our own psyche, and that way we can become aware of that. We don't want to do a revolution. What we want to do is an evolution. Now, evolution means that anything that is not correct will be discarded. So here's the good news. We right now are living in a three-dimensional world. Right now, all of this spouting of the inside from the earth and the universe, we're moving into a fifth dimension world. And some of us are moving to a seventh and eighth dimension world. And what that means is that there's hope. All the people that you see that, you know, all these things are being brought to light and we're not taking it anymore. Okay? And here's the easy thing. Do you know how we win? Do you know how you win? It's not through making it known, yeah, but it's not even that. And it's not even getting mad at them. And it's not even taking a negative action towards them. Okay? You know what it is? It's certainly not war. How you win is where you spend your money. Remember that these people that are in control, it's all about the money. They'll say, follow the money. You want to see where somebody is? Follow the money. Well, money's just a vehicle. You know, we always get enough. Even if you think you never do, you do. You get enough for where you're supposed to be at, okay? You may not get what you want, but if you're in the light and you're doing the right thing and you're not coming from greed, you'll be fine. You'll always be fine. It's happened to me over and over and over again. Something always comes up to save you. I mean, God says in the Bible, if I take care of the birds in the field, how more are you to me than them? Of course, God, that might have been a little human on that, because let me say that birds and us are the same in God's eyes. You know, really, we are. You know, I don't want to say anything, but that's a little presumptuous to think that we're a little bit master of the universe, because quite frankly, we're not. I think octopuses have more brains than we do when it comes to things. So everything has value, right? So that's what I'm saying to you, is that these people will go away. When you don't supply them with the anger that makes them grow, right? You don't give in to the fear that they're trying to cause you. Vaccines! Inoculate! Yeah, well, that's stopping people from, you know, fertilizing and, you know, you no more kids. You think not? You think everything's for your benefit? No, it's for the money. So watch where you spend your money. Again, support the causes that you like. If you don't like that Walmart wants to put everybody and teaches them how to get on welfare and Medicaid, don't shop at Walmart. Get away from consumerism. Look to your heart. There's so much more than that. And we don't need all this technology. You know, we just need enough. All right? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. So, you want to be psychic. Get Linda McKenzie's documentary short DVD, The Many Faces of Psychic Ability, available at lindamckenzie.net. This definitive work brings to light the understanding of psychic ability, general and little-known facts, and personal stories from one of the world's most respected psychics. Get the DVD today at lindamckenzie.net. We all have psychic ability. It's time to understand. That's LindaMackenzie.net.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Well, here we are, you and me. Isn't it wonderful? I really adore you. I do. I want to thank you for listening. And if you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to info@healthylife.net. Don't forget to visit my website, lindamackenzie.net. That's MackenzieNet. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of truth, forgiveness, and spontaneity. That's right. Bye.